You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is Spy Penguins by Sam Hay, illustrated by Merrick Jagucki. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey Richard, I got a new book.
Cool, what is it?
Spy Penguins.
Who's the author?
Sam Hay.
Why did you choose to read this book?
I found it at our local library and I thought you'd like it too. It seems similar to Investigator's book we read several episodes before.
It was.
Because they're both not human, if you think about it. And the investigators are kind of like spies.
Okay, yes. Who are the main characters?
00 and Quigley.
Can you tell me about 00?
So, 00 is a penguin who wants to join the FBI, which stands for Frosty Beverly of Investigation.
Bureau of Investigation.
So it's kind of like a spy team.
Yeah. This is sort of like James Bond, 007. Is his real name 00, or is that his spy name?
I don't know. His mom calls him Jackson, which could be his real name, but his real name could be 00 with the nickname of it, 00.
Really?
With the nickname of Jackson, I mean.
00, I think, is his FBI name or spy name.
Who knows?
Yeah. Can you tell me about Quigley?
Quigley is like Jackson's right-hand man. He's always inventing stuff. And he has a cousin, Sonny, who's even better at inventing stuff. And he can make lots of cool gadgets.
And Sonny could also be the best inventor.
Yeah.
Is Quigley his spy name or not?
No. His spy name is Agent Q.
Yes.
You asked me a question, I answered it, and you say yes to agreeing to the question. Confusing.
I know, I actually even got confused when I said yes. So, are penguins a part of the FBI?
No, they're trying to join the FBI. Although, they sort of are, because Jackson's uncle is actually part of the FBI.
Uncle Bryn?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how the adventure starts?
So the adventure starts off not really an adventure. It's actually them trying to get into the spy ping, get into the FBI by trying to impress them, and they tried to use this cool little ski boat thing, and it went kind of crazy.
How?
And it fell off a cliff. So that's how the adventure started, by Jackson falling off a cliff.
Did he die?
No. He's fine.
Okay. I probably bet there was a parachute.
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
Only problem was it took a little bit for it to come out, I think.
Are there all bad guys in this book?
Yes.
Who are they?
The bad guys are the workers that are next door to the aquarium. And they used an invention that Sonny made to steal fish.
But isn't there other bad guys besides that? Like, I know that they tell you a name of a bad guy, don't they?
Not that I can remember.
Coldfinger.
I was about to say the same thing.
Tell me about Coldfinger.
Coldfinger is kind of like a jerk and is very mean to the other penguins.
But how is Coldfinger mean to the other penguins?
Because the one guy's truck was in her way, so she complained to him really bad.
Truck?
Yeah. Pretty sure. Yeah, she even called him a name. She said, "Zip it, Barfbeak."
So, Coldfinger is a girl?
Yeah. And she has lots of jewelry on from the picture.
Yes, too much jewelry.
How's that too much jewelry? My sister could put on even more than this.
Okay, yes. But kind of looks actually kind of heavy.
How's that supposed to look heavy?
By the necklace?
The necklace is made of pearls. How are pearls heavy?
Okay. Well, not for a penguin. What are the penguins investigating?
They were investigating the aquarium to figure out why all the fish are disappearing.
So, are the penguins eating all the fish?
They were going to eat the fish, and they were rare fish, mind you, so they were very important.
Wait, what fish?
Rare. You know, not common, but rare.
What made him rare?
Not cooking. Silly. Because they're not common? Because they're not found a lot? Is that usually why most things are rare?
Why are they looking for the fish?
Because the uncle's being blamed for the fish being missing. So they're trying to help the uncle.
Do they ever find fish? Do they ever find the fish?
Yes. They find it at the cafe where they're going to eat them.
Are there any cool gadgets that the spy penguins use?
Yeah.
What are they?
Let's see. There's something in Sunny's lab called Ice Wasps, and they have picture goggles. I almost called them glasses. And like I mentioned, a claw grabber.
Okay. Is that all?
They had special costumes made of poop that's supposed to be invisible and light.
Except that it's not kind of good, because I have one question. Were they able to be invisible?
No, the people who were working there had the wrong kind of lights.
Oh, okay. So, if they did have the correct lights, they probably still would have been able to see them. Oh, well, probably. Because of the smell of the fish poop. Because remember, 00 was able to smell the fish poop.
Because he was wearing it.
Well, yeah, but probably the others could smell the fish poop.
Only if he was close to them.
Okay, so Coldfinger was close. There you go.
Yeah, but how could she smell? She wouldn't smell the turds, okay? They just sneak through invisible because the light would bounce off the fish poop if it was the right kind of light, which would make it so that they're invisible.
What gadget do you think is the coolest?
I like the ice wasp.
Hey, you took mine!
We can both have the same one.
Yay! What is it that you liked about the ice wasp?
That they can act like normal wasps in cold area.
I don't know what you mean by that.
They act like normal wasps, but they can be remote controlled. Perfectly used against against the bad guys.
That's what I also like about them.
I feel like you're just taking my ideas.
Nope, I actually do like it that they're able to be remote controlled. That's pretty cool, though. What trouble do the penguins get into?
They get into the trouble with the egg being captured by the bad guys. Because they had an egg with them.
But the mom wasn't with them. So how could they know that they got in trouble?
Well, they were in trouble because the bad guy could have dropped the egg into the fish tank with sharks.
But instead of the egg, what did they drop?
I'll have to look at that. I forgot.
Spy goggles.
Right.
I think.
And then when the FBI came, they demonstrated how the claw worked and showed that that's how the fish were being caught.
But isn't there one more trouble they got into?
They got in trouble by the mom and she made them clean the docks from seagull turds.
Really, the neighborhood.
Yep, whole neighborhood.
And why did they have to do that?
I don't really remember why.
I think it was because that they were gone, that they left.
Without the mom's permission, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I think that's how they got in trouble and had to clean up the toads. How do they get out of trouble?
They get out of trouble using the ice wasps. Remember they used the... Quiggly unleashes the ice wasps onto the bad guys and saves the egg?
Yeah, but what about the throwing of the bread?
Huh? Bread?
Yeah.
When was there bread ever mentioned in the book? Of course, as soon as I say that, I open the book to look at it, and I happen to flip to the page where I see the picture with them at the dinner table, and there's bread on the table. So literally, right after I say that, I can see bread on it.
But isn't there a part when, not the FBI, the servants throw bread at them? Yeah, on page 193.
Oh, yeah.
See? They're throwing bread. We don't want to give away too much of the book, but what is your favorite part of the book?
I think my favorite part is when they use the ice wasps against the bad guys. What about you, Richard?
My favorite part is when they threw bread at them. Is there anything you wish happened differently?
No. What about you, Richard? Is there anything else you'd like to happen different?
Yes. I'd add a little bit more pictures.
You know, I've been reading books that don't have any pictures at all.
Okay, I haven't entirely read any books with no pictures. How many chicken nuggets?
I'd give this book 5. How about you, Richard? How many chicken nuggets would you give this book?
4.
Why'd you have it 4 instead of 5? Is there something you didn't like?
I'd give it 4 because it needs a little bit more pictures.
Illustrations do help with the book.
Do you have anything else to add about Spy Penguins?
Well, I do know that there's 3 books out right now.
Okay, I had no idea. I only know that there were 2.
I read all 3. What about you, Richard? Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. This has been the Hey, Got a New Book podcast. I'm Richard S.
And I'm Logan D.
Check out our show's website at heygotanewbook.com.
Follow us on Twitter at heygotabook.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
At most podcast listening sites.
Leave us a rating and review at Podchaser, Apple, or Stitcher.
Yes, because it helps promote our show.
Check out our Facebook page, Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast.
Send us an email at heyigotanewbook@gmail.com.
Yeah, and let us know if there is anything you want us to review for you.
And lastly, check out our Tee Public store and get yourself some Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast merch.
Remember, you can pick up your very own copy of today's book at your local bookseller, online, or most big box resellers.
But we suggest supporting your local bookstore and keeping them in business.
This has been the Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.